Welcome to Teachpreneurs Raise Your Hand, episode 154, Harvesting Growth, Fall in Love with Data, a Teachpreneur's Guide, my favorite tools. So this week, we're going to talk about my favorite tools in YDP. Last week, I did a fall shorty and we talked about what's new in YDP. And this week, I'm going to tell you my favorite tools. So maybe that will help you understand tools that you might also enjoy as well. Hope you stick around.
Welcome to Teachpreneurs Raise Your Hand, where bold teachers rise up and transform into successful teachpreneurs who are destined for greatness. What exactly is a teachpreneur, you might ask? Well, Webster's Dictionary defines the term as... Okay, it's not yet a word in the dictionary, but hear you me, it will be one day. In a nutshell, a teacherpreneur is both a teacher and a business person, and we're here to help you be better at both. So without further ado, from one tired teacher and Trina Deberry Teaching and Learning, here's your host, Trina Deberry.
Hey, so today we're talking about some of my favorite tools in YDP. Oh boy. Before we start the show, I'd like to let you know that this episode is being sponsored by YDP plus Deberry. It is open, my friends. Your data playbook is open and ready to go. If you are wanting a type of virtual assistant, that's what it feels like, a virtual assistant that is so smart, like such a genius, who will deliver your data to you in an informed way, giving you suggestions, giving you tips, helping you visually understand what is going on your store. And on top of all of this wonderfulness that comes your way, depending on which tier you choose, whether you get your data monthly, whether you get your data weekly, whether you get your data daily, you get to choose. And it depends on which tier you decide to choose. And then you get all of this. And then on top of that, you have a wealth of information inside of what's like a mini course inside of this virtual data service. You also have information on things that will help you better understand what to do with previews, what to do with titles, what to do with covers, and all that goodness. It is unbelievable. So the doors are open. And I would love for you to consider taking me with you on your data journey. Everyone can use a supporting and encouraging hand, right? So why not let me be your cheerleader? As you may know, I'm a proud partner with YDP and a member since the very beginning. Oh my goodness, since the very beginning beta group. Crazy. And I have learned a thing or two about data, and I'd love to help you unlock your secret. You can find out more at trinadeberryteachingandlearning.com/YDP. When you join with me, please make sure you reach out to me on Facebook or Insta or email so that I can help you and I can be on the lookout for you, because occasionally some people have not been clicked to me and then I haven't been able to support them. I do show up twice a month for a supporting, encouraging data meeting. And I also give you my Podcasting Academy for Teachpreneurs course for free. So hopefully you will join with me, Trina Deberry, teachingandlearning.com/YDP. Let's get on with the show. All right, my friend. So today we are talking another fall shorty episode all about my favorite tools in YDP. So let's talk about my favorite tools. So first of all, my very favorite tool is the strategy plans. Now, the strategy plan, you can actually get into YDP and just get the strategy plans. So that is an option. The strategy plans basically list your top 50 products and they in order of how much revenue they generate, and they tell you specifically what you need to do. Like, they might give you a suggestion of to change your cover, to optimize your cover and your thumbnails. They might tell you that you need a new preview because your preview is not converting your buyer. It might tell you that you need to optimize your price. You might need to change your price up or down. It does tell you that. Increase, decrease, it actually tells you specifically. And then it also tells you if your title is too short, like you haven't used your full 80 characters. And then it will give you a second idea. Like it might say you need to do that. It might tell you you need to generate traffic to this product. It is like, it's like having someone say, here, this is exactly what you need to do. And you work through these products one by one and you make the changes. Isn't that crazy? So I love the strategy plan. I think the strategy plan is so great. Now I do have some tips with the strategy plan, because when the strategy plan comes to us, we are looking at, there's several different tabs. So I didn't actually notice this at first. I was like, oh, wait, there's actually more tabs. There's more to this. So I need to know exactly what I'm looking at. So we, you know, that's an important thing to keep in mind, that we do have different tabs, and that we've got like a summary of all the things, because they kind of put it in quarters. It's a quarterly, this is a quarterly, did I just say monthly? Because I didn't mean to say monthly. It is a quarterly strategy plan. So you get it, it's a 3-month plan. So they will break it down into like a summary of information so that you can see overall all the pieces. And then they break it down into a detailed list, which gives you the VTP and the PTP, which is view to preview and preview to purchase. And then it will tell you how you're doing compared to the membership, which is something that's new. I talked about that last week. That's new. That's exciting. So for example, I have a product that's my emergency subplans, and my VTP, meaning like my cover, is at a 59.6%. And so that many people get to the actual preview, and then it's considered in the top 25 of the performance of the membership. So that's exciting. That's good news. But then when I look at the PTP, which means once they've gotten to the preview, are they converting to a purchaser? No, only 18.1. That's a large gap. So I need to work on the preview for this, for my emergency subplans, because this is below average according to the membership. So when I look at the conversion rate, it's at 11.5. So it is an above average conversion rate, but something's going on the previews. And so what it will tell me is, lever number one, conversion optimizations. The first thing I need to focus on is optimizing these previews. The second thing I need to think of is traffic generation. So, and then it will tell you like if you made any changes to it, which is unbelievable. So that's in the detailed section. The detailed section, for some reason, I tend to like the detailed section better. But you know, you make your own choice. Then we have another tab in the strategy plan, and it has the weekly top products. They finally changed this so that you have, so it's like 1 week is in white, the second week is in gray, and then white, gray, white, gray, so that you can see it better. My tip was to just change the colors, was to actually put the date at the beginning, so you know that in the first, for the, we have the winter strategy plan right now, for the first month or week of November, then the first, they give you 5 products to kind of choose from. And so this will help you know what you need to focus on in your social media, what you need to talk about in your email, what you need to maybe possibly need to blog about or do a podcast episode about. Or even change your featured products on TPT. I actually do this every week. I look at this weekly top products and I change my weekly featured products. It only takes me like 1 minute, maybe 2 minutes at the most. So it's pretty easy. But I like to color code this so I can look down it easily and know that now I've moved on to the second week. So the next 5. Now, sometimes your products stay the same. Like I have one thing that stays the same every single week. So I want it to be my featured product every single week. But there's also 5, and we only have 4 featured products on TBT. So you don't have to choose all 5 of them. You can kind of decide what you want to do. So I think that's really helpful. And then there's also another tab with supporting videos, which I barely ever look at, but it will actually tell you specifically within YDP what module to go to help with. If you want to optimize your cover and your thumbnails, go to module 5, product listing optimization. Isn't that unbelievable? So that's my favorite, my very favorite tool. My second favorite tool, which used to be the Matrix, which now looks different. So I don't know it well enough right now to say it's my favorite tool. But I do love the product changer. I think the product changer is a game changer, because where I would fall off in my work with data is keeping track of everything. Like it felt like an added step, but just made me feel insane. But if you don't keep track, then you have no idea what's working and not working. But the product tracker keeps track. So it automatically keeps track of any price changes you've made, and it will tell you if it was successful, if it's trending successful, if it's still learning, if it didn't have any effect at all. And if it didn't have any effect at all, I did notice, this is like, let me share a result explained. It says, we did not detect any significant change in your earnings. Make a new price change in the same direction as your previous change. Well, my previous change, I had increased the price by 25 cents. So now I'm going to make another change and increase a little bit more. So that is so helpful. So that's the latest price change. And then it also automatically updates your title change. If you make a title change, it does the same thing. It will give you suggestions. It will tell you if it's successful or not. And then now we have a new tab with the preview change. And here, this is, you're going to fill out a little form telling them what you did, because they can't keep track of that automatically without knowing from you that you actually made a change. So you have to just put your product ID in this form, your name, your number in YDP, and then what you did. Like, I changed the preview, or I changed the cover and the thumbnails, or I did all of those things. And then you send it off, and then it will keep track of this in your product changer. I think the product changer is amazing. So I love that. I also think the hub is really helpful. That's where everything is stored, and it will, and that is also broken down into different layers as well. It will give you like an overview of how your store is doing compared to the years past, and you can see it on a graph. Right now, sadly, mine is going down, like mine's going backwards. So I am really working on traffic. Traffic has been huge. Ever since the search thing, I have not been able to completely recover. So I dropped off last September, and I'm still in the negative. So I'm working really hard to generate more traffic and make sure that I have all of my things optimized, because even some of my percentage of conversion has gone down a little bit. So I have to work on that. Thank goodness for YDP, or I'd be completely lost and I would be even worse off. I mean, I started off 60% down. Now I've eked it down to 19%. Actually, I think it's 12% overall in my store. So oh my, I don't know what I would do without YDP. I don't want to be in the negative. Nobody wants to be in the negative. So let me get out of the negative. So the hub keeps track of that. It also does another really amazing thing where it will tell you gaps in your pricing. It'll tell you about your repeated customer base. It's just a wealth of information. Sometimes people can feel like they're overwhelmed by that much information, but you don't have to take every single one of those pieces and look at it all at once. You can start to learn different things about the tool. It really is a learning journey, and it does take some time, and it does take some participation. I mean, you could always have this work done for you and then hand it off to a VA and have them give you a detailed list of what you need to do. That's a possibility, but that's an added expense. So, and the whole point is for us is to learn to become data literate when it comes to our business. So I'm just giving you a heads up that it will require your participation if you really want to understand what's going on. All right, that's today's Fall Shorty. Next week, we will be hearing a rerun, of Jarrett and Beth Vosche talking all about YDP. In the meantime, if you're ready to join through YDP plus Debbery, then go ahead and hop on over to trinadebberyteachingandlearning.com/YDP. And then don't forget to reach out and let me know that you joined.
And remember, teacherpreneurs, I am proud to stand among you. And if you're feeling it, I'd love for you to rate, review, and subscribe to the show so you don't miss a thing. You can also catch me on Facebook at Teacherpreneurs Raise Your Hand, or on my website, Trina Debbery Teaching and Learning, Teacherpreneurs Raise Your Hand. I'll catch you next time. Bye for now.